Attorney General John Ashcroft warned today that Al-Qaeda wants to hit the United States hard, and he said an attack could come this summer. Ashcroft said there was no new threat information and no specific intelligence about when terrorists might strike. That's why he's asking law enforcement officials and citizens to help keep a lookout. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
For weeks now, officials have said they're picking up scattered threats from intelligence sources. Now Attorney General Ashcroft says that information is gathering steam.
Credible intelligence from multiple sources indicates that Al-Qaeda plans to attempt an attack on the United States in the next few months.
Ashcroft had no details, no information on when, how, or where, but he suggested that Al-Qaeda had plenty of opportunities to make a big splash. This weekend, hundreds of thousands of visitors are expected in Washington, D.C. for the dedication of the World War II Memorial. In June, there's the G8 summit in Georgia. Later in the summer, there are the political conventions and the Summer Olympics. But Ashcroft was more precise when it came to measuring Al-Qaeda's readiness. He says that after the new year, Al-Qaeda openly announced that preparations for an attack were 70% complete.
After the March 11th attack in Madrid, Spain, an Al-Qaeda spokesman announced that 90% of the arrangements for an attack in the United States were complete.
Some U.S. officials have suggested Al-Qaeda was emboldened by the success of the Madrid bombings, which helped push the ruling party from power and led to the withdrawal of Spanish troops from Iraq. Much of Ashcroft's address seemed like a direct response to concerns that poor information sharing helped make the 9/11 attacks possible. He said the FBI had already formed a task force to address the summer threat, and he asked local law enforcement officials for help in finding seven people who could be planning attacks.
They all are sought in connection with the possible terrorist threats in the United States. They all pose a clear and present danger to America. They all should be considered armed and dangerous.
All seven have long been on FBI watch lists, and Ashcroft said he had no new information to suggest these people were in the U.S. or that they were about to act. But he said they spoke English or had lived in the U.S., and at least one had tried to sneak back into the country. Ashcroft also said that the face of Al-Qaeda is changing. He said he had reason to believe that the terrorist organization now seeks members who can portray themselves as European and travel with a family in order to avoid suspicion. Despite the continued concerns, the Department of Homeland Security elected not to raise the threat advisory level from yellow or elevated, where it's been since January. Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge told CBS there's no need.
We don't need to raise the threat level to bring together some of the best and brightest minds in this country to use people and technology to be safer. So sure.
Ashcroft's announcement largely reiterated longstanding concerns, and that led some to question his motives. Likely Democratic presidential challenger John Kerry pointed to security areas he felt President Bush has neglected, and he accused the president of making Homeland Security a photo opportunity. Officials in some major cities said they had not received any information that would lead them to take extra security measures. Whatever the reason for today's announcement, one thing is clear: security at the major summertime happenings is likely to be tighter than a drum. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.